Welcome to Network Marketing Success Secrets. I'm your host, Gloria McDonald. On this podcast, I'm going to share with you all of my best tools, tips, ideas, and techniques to help you get more leads, have a steady stream of highly qualified prospects coming in every single day, close more sales, and recruit more team members so that you can spend more time doing the things you love and less time doing the things you don't. I'm curious, let me ask you, how much could you really achieve and accomplish if you had a clear, simple, and proven roadmap to success and a mentor who knows how to guide you each step of the way? In this moment, you're standing on the threshold of an amazing life, and it's time for you to walk across that threshold to finally achieve your dreams with clarity and confidence, no matter how big your dreams may be. I know you can achieve these dreams because you are amazing, genius, and divine. Now let's get to the episode. Hello and welcome. Today we're talking about top secret Facebook strategies no one wants you to know about so that you can grow your business without paying for ads. Are you pulling your hair out trying to figure out how on earth to get any traction on Facebook? And maybe have you poured hard-earned money down the drain on insanely expensive ads with little or no results at all on Facebook? I get it. I've been there, done that. And today, that is exactly why I'm going to share with you exactly what I'm doing to optimize free strategies on Facebook. Now, I have never shared some of these strategies. I've never let them out of the bag before, and I hesitated whether or not I should do it today, but I decided to go ahead and do that. I'm going to give it all to you today. Now, before I get into this, I have to tell you that if you don't know my story, before I started and created a seven-figure business in less than 2 years using totally organic strategies on LinkedIn, I spent so much money on Facebook ads, it was insane. Well, okay, let's be honest. I lost so much money on Facebook ads, it was crazy, which is why I went on search of organic growth strategies. And now I'm really passionate about helping you by sharing with you how you can grow your business without paying a dime for advertising. So what I'm going to share with you here today are all strategies that you would want to use from your personal Facebook page. And I highly recommend using your personal profile on Facebook to grow your business organically. You'll get extremely little traction from your business page or fan page. Facebook has really turned the business pages into a pay-to-play environment. And if you're not paying to run ads and boost posts, which I do not recommend, you'll get very few views from anything you do. Now, I have to be really honest and upfront with you here. I only use social media for business. And if you're serious about your business, I recommend that that's what you do too. So get over the idea that, oh, you shouldn't use your Facebook page, your personal page to grow your business. You absolutely should. And I'm going to show you how to do that for free. And before you do any of that, you'd need to ask yourself the question, who are you targeting? So before you begin with any of these strategies, you need to decide if you're going to use Facebook to try to get customers for your products and services or team members, because they truly are two entirely different audiences. And trying to use it for both becomes extremely confusing to you and your audience. So the question is, are you going to position yourself as a trusted authority in the area of network marketing to share valuable content to build your team? Or are you going to position yourself as a trusted authority in your product area? Maybe your product area is plant-based vegan lifestyle products, or maybe you have anti-aging products or weight loss products or health and wellness products, or maybe you're in the travel industry or financial services or legal services. Whatever, you've got to decide which avenue you're going to take. So let's look at my personal page here. I created this new banner just this morning to show you exactly how this works. This is your personal banner is prime real estate. So use it to give your target audience an offer, something of value, a free guide or a gift. I've got a free webinar here. And you want to do that in exchange for them giving you their email address or opting into your text message list. So you want to include an arrow. You can see I've got this arrow here, and I even have click here. You want to include an arrow or a very clear call to action to get your prospect to click on your banner. So you can see what happens if I actually click on the banner. It goes to a post, because when you create a new banner and you post it on your Facebook personal page, Facebook automatically creates a post. And on that post, you want to create a description and then maybe a comment. So you can see that I have on my post every once in a rare while, a new technology, a platform, an opportunity align at just the right time. Explode your business today. Learn how on this free webinar. Register for the instant replay here. And then I have a link to the free webinar. So you want to add more in the comments to give your prospects a little bit more information. So I have learned here from these two giants in the network marketing industry. When Scotty Merker and Jim Packer talk, I listen. And then you can see more. And you'll want to also find out more here. And then again, you give them a link to your free guide, your free gift. In this case, for me, it's a free webinar. And it doesn't matter where they click on your banner. It will open up the post that you created. So then I went in and edited the post. And I put this post description, and then I commented down below. Okay, so that's what you want to do when you create a banner. You want to make it clear that your prospect can click on your banner, and when they do, it will automatically go to the post, and it doesn't matter how long ago the post was. Okay, so believe it or not, you can have a call to action in your banner. Most people have no idea that they can do this. Now, the next part is you want to edit a featured photo. And again, you can see I'm again promoting this free webinar. So it's the same kind of concept. You create a post and an image for the post. And then when your prospect clicks on the featured image, again, your post will pop up. So I created this post, and I have here, I recently got a call from a good friend of mine. This friend took a $500 investment and it turned it into $17 million. He was a top earner and distributor of the year in two different network marketing companies. And he wanted to know if I might have time to hop on a phone call with him and his buddy, who has been at the top of several network marketing companies and built teams of over 250,000 in two of those. You bet. When these guys talk, I listen. What they shared with me blew me away. All I can think of are the endless possibilities with this. What they told me about has the potential to 10x your business. So I asked them if they would be willing to do a free webinar with me to tell you about this super cool thing that literally will help you explode your business. They said yes. And then I have, you can watch the free webinar here. So again, there's a link, and you want to be doing this. So you just create a post. That's all I did. I created this post in Facebook. I uploaded this text. I uploaded this image. And then after I created the post, I went over here to edit featured, and I selected the image I wanted. And then again, when any of my prospects come along and click on this image on my personal profile page, it's going to pop this up. So those are two super powerful tools that you can use on your personal page to really start turning your personal page into a recruiting and sales funnel. Now, the next thing I'm going to talk about is building your friends and your list. Now, it's not as simple to find your targeted audience on Facebook as it is on LinkedIn. However, it can be done through friends, and really friends of friends, and also in groups. So first I'm going to show you how you can use friends of friends. So from your personal page, you want to click on your friends. You click on that and you'll see all your friends here. Now I'm going to just choose someone that I looked up earlier today. We're going to go to John Weberg, and you can click on John's image. That will take you to John's page. And then you can click on friends. You click on that and you will see all of John's friends. And John has 4,583 friends. Now, before you do this, you want to make sure that John has friends who would be interested in what you have to offer. So John's friends are in your target audience, okay? Then the first group of people are going to be all people you're already connected with. They're already friends of yours, so you can see that right there. But if you scroll down, as soon as you get to the area where it says add friend, you've got several things you can do now. Because if I know that John's friends are in my target audience, I can either click on George Wickens, for example, click on George and send him a friend request, or if I click on George's photo or his name, that will take me directly to George's page, and I can send George a direct message. And in that message, I can say something like, George, hey, I'd love to connect with you here on Facebook. I have a free guide that I thought you might be really interested in. It's about blah, 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 and it will really help you grow your business, or whatever it is you are targeting to do with your Facebook page. Are you targeting, are you trying to sell your product, or are you trying to recruit team members? You need to know that before you start any of these strategies. Okay, then I'm going to go back to home, because now we're going to look at how you can use groups. And I'm just going to go to a group here that I'm a member of. I'm a member of a group about Pinterest here. And when you go to any group that you're a member of, you can see over on this right-hand side, in every group, they'll have a number here which shows you the number of members that are in the group. When you click on that, the list of all the members of the group will show up. Now, the first people are going to be the people who are the admins and moderators of the group. Then the next group of people are going to be people who you're already friends with. You can see that because it says friends, right? And then after that, you'll get a list of all the people in the group that you are not friends with yet. And Facebook tries to figure out, you know, what you might have in common with them. So they're going to show you people that you have other friends in common with. And then for me, for example, they're showing me members of this group who live in Toronto, which is where I am. Then they're going to show you new members of the group. But for any of these people, let's say, for example, I wanted to send Lauren, who is not a friend of mine, I'm not connected with her on Facebook, but I want to send her a message. And because she's in this group, I know that she has a proven interest in what I have to offer. I can either send Lauren a friend request, or again, if you click on Lauren's image, you have to click on it and open up her page, I can send a direct message to Lauren. I just click on that message box, and I will be able to send a message to Lauren. Okay? So those are a couple of super powerful tools. So you can actually find people who are interested in what you have to offer through friends of friends and through groups that you're a member of. Then let's talk about some other simple Facebook messaging strategies. Okay? I'm going to go to my personal page, back to my personal page. And one thing that I do is anytime I have a new friend, I send them a message. Now, I only accept friend requests from people who are in my target audience. My target audience are network marketers. So if I look at your Facebook profile, your personal page, and I can't see that you're a network marketer, I am not going to accept the friend request. Don't forget, you only have 5,000 friends on Facebook. That's a very small number, believe it or not. So I only want to accept friend requests from people who are in my target audience. And I always look at their profile, I respond to their friend request, and then I send them a message. And my message, my personal message, is something along the lines of, great to be connected with you here on Facebook. I have a presence here on Facebook. However, LinkedIn is the platform that I have really found to be the most powerful and most effective to build my business. If you'd like to learn a little bit more about how to use LinkedIn to build your business, here's a link to one of my free guides. And then I give them a link to my Cracking the LinkedIn Code guide. So I'm using Facebook to drive people to LinkedIn and my programs all about LinkedIn. So I message every single person who's a new friend, and I always message them with a link to a free guide. This whole strategy is about helping you build your email list and your text message list. You want to always, always, always be building your list. This is what separates you from everyone else in the network marketing space and what will really set you up for success in the long run. So you want to always be building your list. So I send messages to every new friend on Facebook, and I also send happy birthday messages. To find your happy birthday messages, what you want to do is go to your homepage, and then on the left-hand side here, click on events, and then you will click on birthdays, and then you'll see all of your friends on Facebook who have a birthday today. Now, I do not recommend, you know, unless they're a personal friend and you want to do that, but this is a strategy for building your business. Do not post something on their timeline. Don't do that. Instead, you click on their name and you're able to send them a happy birthday message, okay, with a link to a free guide, a gift, something of value. Okay, next strategy, and this is, again, from your personal page on Facebook. If you've got a special promotion, maybe you're launching something new, like when I launch a new program or a new free guide, then I want to be promoting that. So what I do, you can go to your friends, click on your friends, all of your friends will pop up. Now, depending upon how many friends you have, this might be a very long list. So I recommend that you are cautious about this. You need to exercise a bit of caution and not go crazy messaging several hundred people a day with the same message. Facebook knows when you're doing copy and paste messaging, and Facebook can shut you down. So you want to exercise some caution. I recommend you do 50 or so messages a day and mix up your messages a bit. Maybe have different wording for several different messages that are all leading to the same thing. So let's say I'm launching a new lead magnet or a new program or something like that. I can message all of my friends. I just, again, click on their name and then go to message and then paste a message in there. And I write all my messages in Word and keep them in a Word document and then copy and paste them into the message. So it's just super simple. I copy it once, go to message, paste, go to the next person, paste, go to the next person, paste. Now, if you want to get through all of your friends, what I would recommend you do is maybe just scroll through the list. And then let's say that Alona was the last person I sent a message to today. I could write down Alona's name and know that Tammy is the person I should start with tomorrow. Another strategy would be to go up here, search for friends, and type in the letter A. And then friends whose name, first or last name, starts with A will pop up. And then you can, just for today, message just those people. And then maybe tomorrow you go back in and you type in AA. And then you'll get people who have two A's in their name. And then you message those people. And if that's, like, you can see that's only a handful of people for me. So then I'm going to go AB. And then today I'll message the people that have an AB combination in their name. And then tomorrow I would go in and do AC. It's a strategy for getting through your list little by little if your list is so big. Okay, with organic strategies, there are always pros and cons. There are pros and cons with everything, right? So you can pay for ads. You can pay a lot of money for ads and find highly targeted people, and the ads will go to them. And the question you have to ask yourself is, A, how much money do you have? And B, how successful are you going to be with that? Because Facebook has gotten to be crazy crowded for ads, and the cost of advertising has gone through the roof. And wow, I don't recommend it for any network marketer today who does not already have a massive following. And when I say massive, I'm talking about well over 25,000 followers on your business page. If you're not spending, Russell Brunson is saying $1 million a month. I've heard numbers of $100,000 a month or more. If you're not spending $100,000 a month or more on Facebook ads, it's going to be extremely, extremely difficult to make any money doing Facebook ads. So these are organic strategies, free strategies that they're going to take you a little more time, but it's a question of, do you have a lot of money or do you have time? And there are pros and cons always for both sides of the coin, whether you're paying for ads or doing organic. But what I'm showing you here is exactly what I do and what I have gotten traction with for Facebook. Now, if you would like to learn more about how to use Facebook, LinkedIn, Pinterest, whatever, to grow your product sales, then I want to invite you to grab a free copy of my secret product selling formula. You can go to GloriaMacDonald.com/SPSF, secret product selling formula, GloriaMacDonald.com/SPSF, secret product selling formula. That will give you even more ideas and tools and tips and strategies to grow your business organically on LinkedIn, on Facebook, on Pinterest, on Instagram, to really sell your product. So thanks so much for being here. Have an amazing day, and I am here celebrating your success.